Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you 2 days before training camp kicks off in my beloved Richmond day?
We offered Kirk Cousins the minimum amount that he would have made over the next couple of years anyway. The people need to know where the Redskins stand. Dave.
Hello, Grant and Dave. Remember when I was a punter at Richmond and now I love having training camp there? Day?
Hello, Grant and Dave. $7 million is what I dropped on Rocky Balboa Island all the way out in California. That's my after this don't work out job, retirement home day.
Hey, Grant and Dave. Remember when we moved training camp down to Richmond in a really weird deal that hasn't worked out for Richmond at all, but they paid for Redskins Park to get fixed, so everybody's happy, Day.
Hey, Bob. Just taking one on the chin, Richmond. Our
Day.
Bad. Day.
Hey, Richmond, Day. Keep wearing it, Day.
Day.
I mean, what a deal, huh?
Debacle for Richmond.
Day.
I love going down to Richmond because the eats are so good, the drinks are so cheap, and the football is real, man.
Yeah, plenty of parking, by the way. It's pretty easy to get around because no one in Richmond really that excited.
Yeah, it's gotten easier.
Out of Richmond.
It's how the Redskins have felt at the end of these training camps, but I think the players do actually enjoy getting down there. There's a lot of cool places they can hang out, bars and little clubs and stuff on weekends when they get time off. They are staying in a nice hotel. That was a Texans cornerback after a brawl with the Redskins who hated Richmond. Jonathan Joseph, I think that was. On
day.
Hard Knocks. But it is your day, Bruce. They're all your days, after all.
Day.
A lot of people are telling me that they don't believe me, including one Blue Shorts behind the scenes here at 106.7 The Fan, who are telling me that the idea that I've never eaten at a Taco Bell isn't correct. This is not new information.
No, it's not new. It is ludicrous. It's absurd.
Chris or Christ?
Can I get a clarification, Coach?
I believe it would be ludicrous.
Well, the artist is ludicrous, right? But something can be ludicrous?
No, Chris Bridges is ludicrous. Ludicrous is a word that means basically outrageous.
I don't know if that's right. Coach, do you have a way in on this?
Christ.
Thank you very much.
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous. So you were right. I apologize. Christ. So it's absurd, and it's incredible, and it's
That's
insane.
Absolutely ludicrous.
Thank you, Coach. But I believe it. Keep in mind who my friend Grant Paulson is. If he had a commute to work that took 1 hour, and a new set of roads was invented in between the time that he started driving to work and right now that took 15 minutes, he would take the hour route. He would do that forever because it's the way that he knows. Trying new things is something that he does not do. Not a new things guy. You go with what you know.
Listen up, Christ Lingbach, okay?
Christ.
I know that you're busy telling people that I'm lying about Taco Bell. I'm not. Now, I have eaten Taco Bell in my life to this point. I previously hadn't until a few years ago when I was on the Redskins beat, and Tariq El-Bashir, who loves Taco Bell more than anybody else,
Taco Tariq, yes,
brought lunch for the entire room on a Friday. And because I don't pack my lunch on Friday and I don't go eat on Friday because I'm supposed to be provided a lunch that I can eat, I was forced to eat basically a Taco Bell taco
forced
that Tariq brought me, which I actually didn't dislike, for the record. It was only meat and cheese and a shell. That's all it was. There was nothing like Mexican-y about it. I really liked it. So there's that. I would never go through a drive-thru window and say, can I get a hard shell taco with meat and cheese only? I wouldn't do that. It's not interesting to me. I've been to a Taco Bell before because they have KFCs in them in some places. I've eaten KFC a million times because it's delicious. I go get chicken strips, mashed potatoes, or wedges, the two sides, get a Pepsi because they have Pepsi, not Coke, even though Coke is superior, despite what the Redskins will tell you, who are changing from Coke to Pepsi at FedEx Field.
Yeah, the Redskins just got worse, but whatever. Just one man's opinion. My favorite thing is when you dismiss an entire genre of food with kind of a backhand swipe where you go, it's Mexican-y. I've never known what that meant exactly. So keep in mind what they do at Taco Bell is put meat, cheese, and then other accoutrements at your leisure, if you want them or not, in a shell, either hard or soft. That's the basic gist of it. So it's bread, meat,
but
cheese,
we've
and
covered
sauce.
Danny, in fairness, that I don't mind tacos. Tacos are absolutely fine.
Of course they're in.
I think we've covered that at this point. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't tried them for a long time.
This is all true.
Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King.
You know them.
Chick-fil-A. There's too many good options to waste my time getting something that isn't really for me. So I'm going to go eat delicious burgers with cheese and ketchup and mustard and pickles and delicious French fries and Coca-Colas, and I will eat those until the end of time.
It's a wonder the Taco Bell's even in business. It's amazing that they've been able to make it this long.
How have they lasted this long? I just don't get it.
You know what they do is they make incredibly delicious food for inexpensive
prices. Oh, that's
prices.
Right.
Yeah.
You can go there and get a full meal for $4.
Get a quesarito for $2.70. I want to apologize for that.
It's
amazing.
Good. So I'm not surprised that they're in business. Some people enjoy that genre. Mm-hmm. Some people enjoy that type of food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a burger and fries guy.
You're not one of those people.
When Taco Bell starts serving a burger with fries as a meal with a Coke, then I'll accept their offer for me to come do business with them. Until that point, they have nothing that I need to consider talking to them about. That's all.
There's a double chalupa in there, man. You ever seen a Crunchwrap Supreme up close?
I don't even know what a chalupa is. I don't care what a chalupa is.
You don't care what it is? You know what? I'm not going to show them.
Show me.
I'll just show you. I'm just going to show you. Now, this is a spice one you're going to hate.
Is that a Charlie Day impression?
I'll do a little Charlie Day.
Okay.
There's your chalupa.
I'm over it. I don't care anymore.
I shouldn't show him a beefy, cheesy burrito.
I see sour cream. I see red peppers. I see so much stuff that tastes terrible.
Again, it's meat and cheese.
I'm so sure.
Right.
Hey, we're going to get into the Redskins and who needs to actually prove something this year in a second. But real quick, we have not given this Lucky Whitehead story enough run, I don't think. Lucky Whitehead was cut by the Cowboys yesterday after news came out that he had gotten arrested in Virginia. His agent came out and said, "This is mistaken identity. He was actually in Dallas. We got the plane ticket to prove it. He was not arrested." And everyone kind of rolled their eyes about this.
Yeah, right, buddy.
I saw the coverage last night on SportsCenter, among other places, where they were like, "Okay, Lucky, I'm sure." No one really believed him. Well, today they dropped all charges, and the Prince William County officials, right here in our backyard, by the way, this national story, this is about the Prince William County Police Department, they're now saying it was mistaken identity. Here's the story from TMZ Sports. Lucky Whitehead was telling the truth. He was not the man arrested for shoplifting on June 22nd, according to Prince William County officials, who say the real perp was an imposter. We spoke with Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert, who says the case against ex-Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Lucky Whitehead has been dropped after an internal investigation into the arrest. Long story short, Ebert says that the guy who said that he was Lucky Whitehead was verbally identified by the arresting officer at the crime scene. How do you verbally identify someone?
I don't know. Like, if I just go, "That's Grant Paulson," did I just verbally identify you?
The arrestee did not have an ID on him, so he just said, "I'm Lucky Whitehead." And he said, "Okay, Lucky Whitehead, you're arrested." The man told cops he was Lucky Whitehead and gave them Lucky's information, including his birthday and social security number.
That's the part that I go, "Wait a minute, this is something else."
How does he have Lucky Whitehead's social security number?
I don't know.
I wonder if it was the right social security number. Because now you've stolen someone's identity, so that should be another charge altogether. The officers ran the information through the DMV system and believed the man they arrested matched the photo of Lucky Whitehead that was on file. So maybe this is one of those guys. Remember, Thommy, there was a backup Steelers quarterback that some guy used to pretend to be years ago? It was like a huge story. Like Ben Roethlisberger's first backup or something. Someone would go out to bars pretending to be this guy and like use his name.
Tommy Maddox?
No. That was a starter years
Somebody
ago.
Somebody else? Oh, okay.
But anyway, this reminds me of that. Wasn't Dennis Dixon. I'll think Charlie of the guy's Batch? Name in a second. He was a terrible quarterback. He never started. I'll think of it in a second. Google, like, Steelers backup quarterback identity stolen or something. After Lucky publicly declared his innocence, claiming he wasn't even in the state of Virginia at the time of the arrest, officers went back and reviewed surveillance video at the convenience store. Footage showed the suspect was not Lucky Whitehead. Why wouldn't they have done that in advance of the guy losing his job? Cops are now on the hunt for the man in the video. Lucky's agent, Dave Rich, tells TMZ Sports, "Lucky is thrilled justice was served and his name was cleared. It's a shame that he came into town to do a camp for kids and he ended up getting cut by his professional football team." The Prince William County Police Department has also issued a statement. Here is their statement right here in Prince William County. "Upon reviewing the June 22nd, 2017 arrest of an individual named Rodney Darnell Whitehead Jr.
Whoa.
The police department is confident that the man charged with petty larceny and who is subsequently being sought on an active warrant for failure to appear in court is not Lucky Whitehead of the Dallas Cowboys."
Brian St. Pierre?
That's
is that your
name.
Bogey?
Brian St. Pierre.
Wow.
Boom. That's the guy. The man charged on the morning of June 22nd was not in possession of an identification at the time of an encounter. However, he verbally provided identifying information to officers, which included a name, date of birth, and social security number matching that of Rodney Darnell Whitehead Jr. So how well does this guy know Lucky Whitehead?
Well
enough.
Is it
a family member? Is it like someone who's in his, I can't call it a posse, LeBron doesn't like that, on his team that helps with all of his deals? How would you know the guy's social security number? How does that happen?
That's the part that,
by the way, he's in his hometown.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like this happened in Oregon.
So it also tells me it's
Prince
not the
William
first
County.
Time that this guy's done this. In
Probably
other words,
not.
It's his kind of move, right?
I don't know. I was just going to chime in. The guy who impersonated the Steelers did Brian St. Pierre, Ben Roethlisberger, and tight end Jeremy Tooman, and was charged with over $3,200 in loan fraud.
Brian St. Pierre. If you're going to pick a player, pick like a Lucky Whitehead or a Brian St. Pierre. I can't go around pretending to be Ryan Kerrigan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was mistaken for Tanner Roark once at Surfside in my neighborhood, and I went with it, and it was a nice jolly moment. I don't know what next step that would have taken. You know what I mean?
But here's what I don't get. That's how easy it is to arrest someone or to lose your job? I guess he never technically got arrested.
Because if you know someone's sosh, that opens up a hole in the world, I guess is the point of that.
Oh, I think I just got this. So what happened was yesterday, I'll bet you some reporter or somebody saw that Lucky Whitehead was arrested in like a database. So Lucky Whitehead probably had no idea he had quote-unquote been arrested. I almost guarantee that. Like, I'll bet you this was news to him yesterday. He sees all over ESPN.com and everything, Lucky Whitehead was arrested for petty larceny.
Right.
The Cowboys call him up and say, dude, what happened? And he's like, I didn't do it. Like, this is wrong. I didn't get arrested. And maybe they just are tired of dealing with the guy, and they go, okay, well, we're going to cut you. But what if maybe he just found out for the first time yesterday afternoon. I'm sure he did. When we all did when it was on TV.
What a crazy timeline, man. What's
to prevent someone from getting pulled over or arrested from saying they're Danny Ruye? I guess they would just need your
if you were able to provide
number.
Some sort of identifier that could prove that's hard to come by, then people would believe you. I mean, think about
scared about that.
Well, you should be. Think about back in the day when Andy Dufresne forged the ID for Warden Norton. Now you didn't have pictures on the ID, but he's able to make up something. As long as you have a couple documents, it's going to pass a
Danny
cursory glance. Who is that?
Danny Rauer.
Someone could claim to be that guy.
They're going
to
be Danny Rauer.
That guy sounds like a mega talent. Handsome.
They'll definitely
Danny Rauer.
Be Danny Rauer.
They would have to spell it. If you're going to be Danny, the cop would just say, how do you spell it?
Yeah.
Danny Rauer.
Prove you're Danny Rauer.
Say it in that voice.
Yeah. Gio Gonzalez at 1. Which Redskin needs to prove themselves? We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067 next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.